Ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yemoya Rav David Sibin Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the first daf of the third parak of Mori Kutin. Mori Kutin daf Yudal Amud Aleph. We stopped at the Mishnah at the very beginning of the third parak on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Good morning, Rav Dov Ben Yamin, Chana Chanach, Dr. Joe, and the crew here at Beaver Creek. Here we go. Ve'elu, says the Mishnah. Ve'elu megalchin b'moed. The following, even though there is halacha that you're not allowed to shave, take a haircut, we'll see later on why that is, because the rabbis wanted to make sure that you would come into Yontif already having shaved and taken a haircut, so they were afraid if they would let you take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't take care of yourself before Yontif. So there's an isser to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, but the following exceptions to the rule are people who are allowed to shave and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Haba Mimandina Sayam. A guy was on a long trip. We'll see if it was a trip for a mitzvah, it was a trip that he had to do. He didn't have to do the Gemara and talk about it. When Beis Hashivya, guy was taken captive. He was taken captive by pirates on Erev Yontif. So he couldn't shave then. Hayotim Beis HaAsurim. Guy came out of jail on Chol HaMoed. He can shave. Vahamenuda. Someone who's in Chayrim, she'itiyu lo chachamim, and they took him out of Chayrim on Chol HaMoed. Why would a guy get put in Chayrim? He's not listening to the rabbis. Let's say there was a Psak Bezdin, he's refusing to ignore, he's ignoring the Psak Bezdin, or similar things like that. V'chein mi she'nishal l'chacha mehutar, or a guy had a neder that he shouldn't shave, and it was became permitted only on Chol HaMoed. V'hanazir, a Nazir who ended his time, the Naziris was up on Chol HaMoed. V'hamitzora ha'ola mitumas l'taraso, or Mitzora who has to also shave at the end of his tzaras, and then the tzaras was up on Chol HaMoed. V'elu mechabsin b'moed, and similarly the Mishnah has a list, the following people are allowed to do laundry during Chol HaMoed. Haba mimedina sayam, same story, m'beis ha'shivya v'ayotim beis ha'asurim, guy gets out of jail. V'hamenuda, because the reason why you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, the Gemara is going to say, is the same reason. That we want to make sure that you have clean clothing and the cleaners and everything's all done before Yantif. So the same thing. V'hamenuda, guy was in Chayrim, she'itiyu lo chacham, the rabbis permitted his Chayrim on Chol HaMoed. V'chein mi she'nishal lo chacham v'hutar, or someone who made a neder not to do laundry. I don't know. But that's what it is, and he asked, and the Chacham said it's mutter. Mitpachos hayadayim, hand towels. So they get dirty every day. So we're not worried, even if you didn't do it. Good morning, Alan. We're not worried, even if they, meaning you have to clean it every day anyway, right? So you can't say, oh, don't clean your hand towels because we want to make sure they're clean from Erev Yontif. They get dirty every day. You use them on Yontif, so obviously they were clean before Yontif. But you got to use them on Yontif, so you got to do laundry. Umitpechos hasaparim. Rashi has a few different explanations of what this means. We'll go with the first one, which is that the when you go to the barber, he puts a cloak on your shoulders to like protect the hair, so that your clothing shouldn't get dirty from your hair. So these things you have to clean them all the time. And I guess some people needed to get haircuts on Chol HaMoed. That was the first part of the Mishnah. Umitpachos hasafag, the bath towels, hazavin vazavos vanidos ayoldos. All these people, they have stuff coming out of them all the time, so they get dirty all the time. You need to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. V'kol ha'olim mitumah l'tahara, like a mitzora or a tmei meis. So you have to clean the garments after the tumah. Harei elu mutarin, ushar kol adam asur, and everybody else is not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asks the obvious kasha: ushar kol adam maitai masurin. Yeah. So why? Very nice. You listen to me, all the people that are allowed to, but everybody else is usher. So why? So why is everybody else usher? Says the Gemara. Ah, it's a Mishnah in Tainus. Everything's in Tainus. right? Kiddusnan, anshe mishmar v'anshe mamad, asurin l'saper u'l'chabes u'vachamishi mutarin v'pei kovod ha-shabes. So what's a mishmar, what's a maimed? So there were 24 families of Kohanim that were divided up. Each of them served for a week in the Beis HaMikdash to do all the avodah. That's anshe mishmar. And anshe mamad are Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who were also who weren't working, but part of them were in Yerushalayim and part of them were in their home cities. They would have special tefillos and they would get together. They were the representatives of Klal Yisrael. There was a special service. The Mishnah in Titus talks about what the service was exactly. They were representatives of Klal Yisrael for the Korban Tamid because you have to have the Bailam there, and Klal Yisrael is the Bailam of the Korban Tamid, but the Kohanim were doing the Avoda, so you had, that's called Maimad. So they're not allowed to take a haircut or do laundry during that week. Why? Because we wanted to make sure that they did it before the week, that they would come to represent Klal Yisrael already having had their haircuts and already having had their laundry done and the cleaners done. But on Thursday, it was permissible because of Kavod HaShabbos. You already could have grown a stubble just in the week. So for the honor of Shabbos, they allowed you to shave. I'm a Rabbi Rechana, I'm Rabbi Loi, my time. Kadesh lo yikantz lemishmarta and kashay menuvalim. Hachanami, kadesh lo yikantz leregel kashay menuvalim. So you got to make sure that you come into Yantif, you come into the Mishmar, the Mamad, having already shaved. Just one little hour over here. This Mishnah begins with the words Ve'elu Megalchin. So you see, every letter in Shas is worth commenting on, right? Ve'elu Megalchin. So everybody's asking the Kash, everybody asks, all the Bishonim ask, what's the Vav? Ve'elu Megalchin, I should have said. This is a new topic, no? The Vav would indicate that somehow this is connected to what we finished in the last parak. So the Ritva writes, just like we saw at the end of the last parak, that someone who had an onus and he didn't do the process with the olives or the grapes before Yontif, he's allowed to, under certain circumstances, if it's a Dara Avot, he's allowed to do it during Yontif. So too over here, we have about shaving, someone who had an onus and he couldn't shave beforehand, that's the Vav, that's the connection. Taisvis writes that we said earlier that people who sell fruit, Letzorach HaMoed, are allowed to sell it, Bitsina. And these people, even though they're violating the Din of Chol HaMoed, are allowed to do that. So that's the connection. We allowed some people to do it, Kedin, Bitsina. So these people allowed to do it, even Shalo Kedin, Letzorach HaMoed. Rashi and the Rambam and the Meiri had the Girsa Elu, and not the Elu. So that takes away the question. Rashi, right? Let's take a look at this Rashi. Right, Rashi says Elu. Yeah, no, is that, we don't have that in the Rashi here? Oh, here our Rashi says Ve'elu, yeah, the other right. Ksav Yad, yeah, okay. So there's another version of Rashi where he didn't have, but the Rambam and the Meir apparently have the Girsa Elu.
Our Girsa Rashi says Onus also.
Says what?
Like the
Ritva. Onus, okay, good. Tom, okay.
Amen.
Let's continue.
Does Tosos in this respect that not quote Perish Vekuntris, because it's not actually Rashi.
Right. That sounds correct. Sounds correct. But nobody knows. This is like Hamiyuchas L'Rashi. It's not really Rashi. Okay. Says the Gemara, Bai Rabbi Zera. Oh, so now the Gemara has an interesting question, which, I don't know, we would think is not even such a question to begin with, but let's see. Bai Rabbi Zera. Of the La Veda Erev HaRegel. Let's say you had some personal onus on Erev Yontif that prohibited you from getting a haircut or from going to the cleaners. Mahu, you had an onus. Would we allow you to shave on Chol HaMoed? Kevan da onus mutter odilma kevan de lo mukhamilsa. Nobody in the world knows that you had this onus, so it looks bad. Lo, we're not allowed. I'm Rabbi. Yomru, kol hasrikin asurin srike baisus mutarin. So Abaye borrows a language that we had in Psachim. The Gemara says in Psachim that you're not allowed to have matzah that has a special design on it because we're afraid if we allow you to have special designs, can you imagine this will be the new thing in the Five Towns bakeries? We're gonna give you matzahs with pictures of Egypt and the Exodus on it. It'd be a big business, right? We'll have matzahs. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because usually, if you're going to make a picture on the matzah, it's going to take longer, so we're afraid the matzah is going to come with dechimutz. Now, this family of Baisus, they had a special way of making the matzahs that they can make the pictures in 2 seconds flat. They didn't have this problem. So the Gemara in Pesachim was wondering whether or not they're allowed to make their fancy matzahs. The Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Just because you have a quick way to doing it, it's going to be Marasayin. The whole world's going to think, oh, we could do it too, and they're not going to have the thing. So the Gemara says the same thing over here. We're not going to allow you to go do your own haircuts because you happen to have an onus. You got to join the crowd. You got to be part of Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara. So that's Abai rejected this. Abai says, no, you can't do it. Ula tameich, hodam Rabbi Asi, Amr Yochanan, kol mi she'ein lo elo cholok echad. Let's say Nebuch, he only has one garment. Mutter lekabsa b'chol ha'shamoi. He's allowed to break the rules. So, hasam nami, yomu kol srikin asun srikin b'ayis. Why don't we apply that logic over there? That seems to be agreed upon. Says, no, that's different. Ha'id ma'ala, amar ma'ar barvashi, a zoru mochiach alav. Apparently, a guy who had only one garment, everybody knew about it because whenever that garment was in the cleaners, he had to wear this like weird thing to close his undershirt so that people knew about it. So that's different. Okay, that's the end of kash number one. Now, Rav Ashi Masni, he had sort of a different question within Rav Zeira. By Rav Zeira, Uman she'ov de la avei de erev aregel ma'an. No, the barber himself, who was busy erev yontif giving everybody else a haircut, when it came time for his haircut, he lost. He had an avedis. He couldn't give himself a haircut. Came unto Uman, who, since everybody knows that he had to shut the store down, it's in public, so mukhamilsa. Odom came unto lo mukhamilsa kiharach. Maybe it's not as meforsim as the cases in the Mishnah, so lo, teku. Says the Gemara, teku. Let it stand, right? When we were kids, they used to teach us teku. It was tishbi yitaris kushius vabayas. That's not true. It might be cute. It might say cute remez, but that's not really what it means. Teku means let it stand. From the word uki, muki, tuki means let it stand. Teku, let it stand. That's what it really means. Let it stand. Now, so the question is over here, this teku, is that going, so Rabbeinu Chananel quotes that the Gemara's teku is also going on the first question. The Gemara's sort of like backing out. The Gemara's rejecting Abaye. Okay, so the Bach also says, Bedasa Rifa Raman Varush. The Rif and the Raman Varush, they don't even quote these svekos. Why? Because the teku applies even to the beginning, and Reb Zeira disagrees with Abaye that we should ask it because of Yom Kol Asrika Asur and Asrika Baizim Tarm, and since the Heter applies even for someone who has Chalak Echad, it's not only because of Ezur Mochiach Halav, rather, even if you wouldn't have that logic, it would be Mutter. And since it's a Suffolk that was not Nifshad with Gemara, and Suffolk Durabban and Lakula, so you're allowed to be lenient. That if you're an honest Erev, even if you're personal honest, it's mutter to shave on Chol HaMoed. So say Rabbi Nechananel and the Bach, Bedas Arifa Raman Varush. However, the Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef says no. That from the fact that they left out these Svekos, it's because you have to be Machmir. Yeah, the Suffix L'chumra. So that's a big question. Whether or not, how do you paskin in this machlokas harishonim?
How does the Rav allegedly say you should shave a chol hamoed anyway?
Yes, so Rav Shechter, yeah, that's during Sfira. Does he say even chol hamoed?
Chol hamoed, yeah.
Okay, I know for sure during Sfira, they say somebody who shaves every day.
One jacket, right? Because you shave.
If you shave every single day, exactly right.
That's right.
Yeah, the Heter is that I shave every day, right? It's only for some reminder, and it causes you with tzar, a pain, to walk around scruffy on chol hamoed yadav, and for Kavod Yontif, if it's such a person, if you like that, it really causes you pain. Do you're someone who shaves every day? It's exactly. It's like a guy who only has Chol Kafes. What?
I'm just saying he doesn't shave.
I don't shave. Okay.
Yeah. Reb David, he's not going to go against Reb David, you know.
But I think he's even more machmir about that. It's a mitzvah to shave on Erev of the last day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kavod Yontif. Yeah.
That's not like how the Gemara seems to end up here.
Right. That's why most people don't hold like that. Most in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't hold like that. I don't think. But yeah, Rav Shechter also has that. He has that during Sfira. They shave. Well, they used to shave all the time during Sfira. A person who shaves every day. Yeah. Let's continue. Medina Sayam. A guy comes from Medina Sayam. He is he's allowed to shave. Mastisim de lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. There's missions against Rabbi Yehuda. The son of Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Haba Medina Sayam. Lo yigalech. Neshi yatzel shelo b'shus. Who told you to go to the Medina Sayam? Oh, so the Gemara says maybe it depends on the reason. Some say, you know what, interesting. Some say it's talking about, the Ritva asks, why are you called Yotze Shalom Rishus? Maybe it was Bereshus. Maybe you had to go. So he says, like the Ravid, he quotes a Ravid and says, we're talking about somebody who went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So that's Yitzhiya Shelo Bereshus. If you went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Right. Lashut Divrei HaKol Aser. If it's Stam a Tiyul, everyone agrees that's not cold. Then you're not allowed to shave just because you, Stam, took a Tiyul. You couldn't shave on Erev Yontif. Lemizainis, if it was for Parnassa reasons, which you're for sure you're allowed to. Divrei HaKol Mutter. Everyone agrees that is a legit onus. Loinechliku El Laharvacha. You had enough Parnassa. You just want to make extra money. That's the Shaila. Mar Medamele Kiloshut. One says you didn't have to do it. It was optional. So you're not allowed to shave. Another one says, no, it was for extra mazonas. It's still called parnasa. That's a legit reason. Mesive, I'm a Rebbe. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishyetsa shelo brishus, v'divrei Chacham kishyetsa brishus. Sounds like the machlokas applies even in those cases. We just said there is no machlokas over there. My shelo brishus, ilei maloshut v'harmas divrei kol aser, v'elo lemazonas amas divrei kol mutter, elo b'shita larvacha. Emasefa nirin divrei chacham kishiyatsa brishus my brishus ilay mal mizonos ha'armis divrei kol mutter ve'al arvacha ha'armis nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda baha. So you can't tell me that there's a contradiction over here. First we said that by if it's brishus and shelo brishus everyone agrees, and now we're saying no, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda by brishus and divrei chacham by shelo brishus. So it sounds like there's a machlokas even by those cases. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara gives the answer that we would have suggested. Hachikamer, no, this is what it meant to say. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda l'Rabbanan. Not that there's a machlokas. No, they all agree. Nirin divrei Yehuda l'Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe Yehuda. That's what it meant. It didn't mean to say that there's a machlokas. It means nirin divrei Yehuda l'Rabbanan kishiyatza shalobashus. Umayniyu lashut. Everyone agrees. Shafil chachamu lo nechlu alav al harvacha. The only machlokas is by extra parnasa. But by the Iker Parnassa, there's no machlokas. Avalashut, module. But by a case of a pure optional thing, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that's not an onus, and it's also to be Megaleach. V'nirin divrei Rabbanan l'Rabbi Yehuda, kishiyatza brishus. And if it was, and if you had to leave, so the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that you are allowed to shave. U'mayniu l'mizonos shafilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechak aleim el harvacha. Avalamizonos modulehu. So the Gemara puts these two things together and says that actually, if it's for a permissible reason, everyone agrees you're allowed to shave. If it's for a total optional reason, no one agrees you're allowed to shave. And if it's for this thing in the middle, that's extra parnasa. It's not absolutely crucial, but it's parnasa. It's not like stam, you're going for summer vacation, but you're going because you need it for parnasa reasons. So then as a shai law, you're allowed to shave. That's the machlokas tana kama Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Shmuel, katan ha'nolad b'moed. Let's say you have a katan who was born in Chol HaMoed. Mutter l'galeach b'moed. So, and he has a lot of hair, and it's bothering the kid. So you're allowed to shave him. You're allowed to cut his hair. I guess he was born like Esav. I don't know. So he was mutter l'galeach b'moed. You're allowed to shave him on Chol HaMoed. She'en l'cha beis hasurim gadol mizeh. He was in the biggest jail in the world. His mother's womb. That was a jail. Sorry, Dr. Joe, let me give you more volume. One second, I apologize, Dr. My volume was on low. Again, Dr. Joe, give it to me again.
We have a custom not to, you know, to cut the hair until 3 years old. So wouldn't this go against that custom?
Okay, option. Interesting, Dr. Joe. I like it. Interesting. Yeah, this would sound like it's against that custom. Maybe it's an onus, you know, it was an onus because he had so much hair, it was getting in his eyes, it was bothering him, it was like causing him pain. So he was born with a lot of hair. So he was in the jail. He was in jail. B'moed in meikaralo. Sounds like only if he's born on Yontif, but if he was born a week before Yontif, so you should have given him the haircut before Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to do it. Masiv Rav Pinchas. So Rav Pinchas asked against this from a Brisa. What does it say in the Brisa? Even though an Avel is not allowed to shave, Kol Elu Shamu Mutter Legaleach B'moed, Mutter Legaleach B'mei Evlo. Anyone who it's mutter to shave on Chol HaMoed, like the whole Mishnah, they're also mutter to shave even during Avelis. Like, let's say you were Bam in Medinas Hayam and then you realized you're in Avelis. So you're allowed to shave. Ha. I'm sorry. Aval. I'm sorry, ha'avel. No, wait a second. No. What are the words here? What's the girsa? There's a girsa issue here. Ha, I call it, ha'mamutu l'galech moed. Me'avlo. Ha'asr, I'm sorry. Ha'asr l'galech moed. But someone who's usr to shave, like a baby born beforehand, usr galech b'yimei evlo. V'i amris katan ispe plugta. If you'll tell me there's this distinction by a katan, that if he was born on Yontif, he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, but if he was born before Yontif, he's not allowed to. Nimtzeis Avelus Noheges B'Katan. If you would apply this rule to a Katan, it would turn out that Avelus would apply to a Katan. V'hatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, Mikaren L'Katan Bnei Agmas Nefesh. That you only do Kriya for a Katan to get everybody to cry. But a Katan is really not Chayev in Kriya at all, because there is no Avelus by a Katan. All the Rishonim point, this is a strange question. I mean, no, you wouldn't apply that to a katan because Avelus doesn't apply to a katan. Why would you assume this? But anyway, that's what the Gemara assumes. They all struggle to figure out the answer.
Also, the katan's not the one giving the haircut.
Oh, very good, very good. The other guy's giving the haircut. Exactly right. They talk about that as well. Good, very good question. So the Gemara says, no, this whole diuk is, I guess the Gemara could have thrown that out for that reason also, but I'm actually, miktani ha'asurin. No, who says the diak is correct? There's diak of Reb Pinchas that someone's mutter to be megalech on Chol HaMoed is mutter during Avelos. So that implies that everybody who's usher is also usher within Avelos. No, maybe the diak's not a good diak. Miketani ha'asur in the galech moed are usher the galech moed. No, dilma yesh man usher yesh man mutter. The diak is not necessarily correct. Ameimar v'yitimar of shishbri d'vayidi masni hachi. They learned it following it. Amar Shmuel. Katan muta legalcha b'moed. Loshna no b'moed, loshna l'mikari. He disagrees. No, a katan is always allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Amar Pinchas, afanana mitanina. So then what we thought before was akasha, now becomes a raya. Kolei l'shamar muta legalcha b'moed, muta legalcha b'mei evlo. Anyone who is muta to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is also muta during Avelos. Ha asa legalcha b'moed, so make the same diuk, which we're going to reject. Asa legalcha b'mei evlo. Yamris katan aser nimtzeis avelus lekares b'katan. The tani mekar lekatan agmas nefesh. So the diak wouldn't work by katan. Amar Ravashi, no. Miktani aser and dilma yeshmin aser yeshmin mutter. So the interesting thing about interesting thing. When I was growing up, my father used to always tell us that. My father used to always tell us that if you're going to visit the Kotel for the first time, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that anyone who hasn't visited the Old City of the Kotel in 30 days has to do Kriya. You have to rip your garments, right? So I still do this. I do this all the time. I come to the Kotel. Rav Schechter does it. I remember Rav Schechter one time, he says, you have a shirt that he forgot to bring a shirt to rip. He says, you have a shirt, I'll even rip on the shirt that you already ripped. Like Rav Schechter said, just give me a shirt. The one, even the one you already ripped, I'll rip it a little more. That's he held. He once asked me to borrow. He once ripped my shirt that I had already ripped. I have shirts that are already ripped. Anyway, you get your old shirt, so we rip it. If you haven't been to the Kotel in 30 days. My father always taught me that if you come to the Kotel Erev Shabbos Achach Es Chatzos, for the first time you don't have to rip. Now this is not found in the Halacha anywhere. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, not in Halacha. So everybody's clarifying that. So lately, you know, you become so frum. So you know, lately, even I haven't been using that heter. Even though my father always taught me you could use the heter, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, so it's a little bit difficult to rely on. So apparently, I didn't know till today. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I was looking. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an achuva that he brings, even though Al Pi Din really doesn't sound like it's a good heter, but he says in the last 100 years, people started with this new heter. So he writes that he thinks the reason is based on this Gemara. But the Gemara says that even though a katan is not chayiv in Kriya, you should rip for a katan because it mipnei agmas nefesh, that it causes people to have agmas nefesh. So we're afraid if you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, if you do kriya, you're going to be so broken. If you ever see Rav Schechter, some of these people, you ever see the way they rip kriya when they come to the Kotel? I've seen it many, many times. They were so broken that they're afraid that the tzar would last into Shabbos. So that's the makor. Moshe Feinstein writes in Shiv, that's the makor for the custom. And he said, even though it's not in halacha, for those who follow the custom, he says it's okay to follow the custom because your tzar from ripping over the churban, your pain from seeing the Makam HaMikdash for the first time is going to be so great, we're afraid it's going to run into Shabbos. Anyway, that's I finally found a source from what my father always taught me the minig about not ripping on Erev Shabbos. Achar Chatzos.
Oh. Are there some who hold you don't have to do it at all anymore?
I don't know. Still in Shulchan Aruch. I think some people, yeah. Some people say nowadays, yeah, Yerushalayim is rebuilt, so you don't have the pain. Now it's Yerushalayim HaBnuya. Yeah. Right, borrow somebody else's shirt before you go. Right. Harama. Good. Okay. Famous Gemara, famous Tosfos. Famous Gemara and a famous Tosfos. Here we go. Avel Eino Noeg Avusa Beregel. If your avail falls out on Yontif, or even, right? Shenemar, v'samachta b'chagecha. I avails to make karuhu, if the avails happened before Yontif, asi asei derabim v'dachi asei diyachid. The asei derabim, sounds like from the Gemara, some shalom, avails is a missus asemi doraisa. Because, I'm sorry. Asi asei derabim v'dachi asei diyachid. So, it sounds like from the Sol Pshat in the Gemara, since we know Simchas Yontif is an Aseh Doraisa, sounds like Avelos is also a Mitzvah Sasemi Doraisa. The Avelos Yom Rishon, at least Avelos on day number one, is Mi Doraisa. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos is going to talk about it. Vi Avelos Tahashtahu, and if the Avelos happened in the middle of Yontif, Lo Aseh Aseh Diyachav V'dach Aseh Dirabim. Oh, take a look at the top Tosfos, famous Tosfos. Aseh Diyachav, Mashma Davelos Ek Aseh Doraisa. Mi Dilokam, right? It didn't say V'dach Yaseh Derabanan, right? It should have said a better thing, that Simchas Yadav, which is the Mitzvah Semi Doraisa, is Doche Avelos, which is only Derabanan. Must be Avelos Yom Rishon, if it's the Yom Misa Ukvura, observing Avelos on the first day is a Din Doraisa. If I had to come a little longer by Yimei Elva Derabanan, Hainu Asiyas Malacha. Just doing Malacha Avelos is Derabanan, even on day number one. Tenafkolam Basmachtam Yivachtech Gil Evel. Avol Guf Avelos Doraisa. That's the first Pshat in Tosfos. Then Tosfos brings a second b'shat, miu, nireli, desimchas haregel, nami derabanan. No, you don't have to say that. Maybe Avelos is really derabanan. Maybe even Avelos Yom Rishon is derabanan. But Simchas Yontif bizman hazeh is also derabanan because we have no Beis Hamikdash, we have no Shalmei Simcha, we have no Karbanos. So the whole mitzvah of Simchas Yom Rishon is derabanan. This is the famous Tosfos where Tosfos writes in all of Shas. This is the one place where Tosfos writes. Maybe there's one other place in Chagiga. There's one other place that... Simchas Yontif nowadays the Rabbanan. And famously, the Olam says that the Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam holds that nowadays Simchas Yontif is also Midoraisa. Because the Rambam says, even though Bizman Beis HaMikdash, we did Simcha through Karbanos, nowadays Simchas Yontif is Doraisa, Anoshim Baroy Lehem, Anoshim Baroy Lehem, that the men have to eat meat and drink wine, and the women, you have to buy them nice clothing before Yontif. Is a key mitzvah Hasemi Doraisa of Simchas Yontif, and the kids, you have to give them kloyos ve'agozim candies, right? You give the kids candies. So the Rambam sounds like he's against this. The Velt says, the Machlokas, the Rambam against Tosfos, whether or not Simchas Yontif is manazeh, is midoraisa or midorabanan. Okay, let's continue. Menude, ma'ushinu niduya berega. What about a guy who's in cherem? Does he observe the cherem on Yontif? What's cherem? You're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to him. He's not allowed to wear leather shoes. He's got to cover his head. Amar Rav Yosef, Toshma. So Rav Yosef says, let's hear a proof from the Braisa.
Not nowadays quarantine.
Dunin, exactly. Dunin, Dine, Nefashas. All these halachas all of a sudden became much more understandable to us. Dunin, Dine, Nefashas. V'dine makas, v'dine mamanis, on chalamoid. You're allowed to judge dinim fash dinim makas on chalamoid. Now, v'ilotzai is dinim mishamtinim lay. Now, if the guy's not going to listen to the judge, you're going to have to put him in cherem on chalamoid. V'isakadaitach eno yindu beregel, mishumas v'asim yekara, asim regel v'dachil lay, hashta mishamtinim lay anan. If you're going to tell me that Yontif pushes off nidui, how are you going to give him cherem on Yontif itself? I'm allowed by. No, v'dimah liyuna bedina. Who says it means you put him in cherem? Maybe it just means you judge the case on Yontif, on Cholamoy. But you, if he doesn't, but you don't put him in cherem. Dilo teva hachi, dini nefashu ziktani, hachanami dekatlin lay. You mean to tell me you actually kill people on Cholamoy? V'aka mimani misimchas Yontif. Unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, how could you judge a case on Cholamoy? The dayanim can't eat all day long, and it's going to mean the dayanim, if they kill somebody, they're not allowed to eat the whole day they kill somebody. so that you're going to cause them to be Simchas Yom, the Dasanya. Rabbi Kiva Minayin the Sanhedrin Shehargu Sanefesh Shein Tom in Kolosa Yom Tamalom Lo Sochel Al Adom. Sanhedrin is not allowed to eat when they kill somebody. That's the same pasuk. That's the makkah that you're not allowed to eat before davening. Lo Sochel Kodesh Shespaldimchem and a whole bunch of things. The Gemara learns that like 5-6 different things. It's a lav shebechalalus. We learn a whole bunch of halachas. Ella liyune bedine. It doesn't mean that you actually invoke the punishment. It just means that you're ma'ayin in the din. Then, Amalei, Rav Yosef says, Rebbe said to the Talmud Abai, really? So you're gonna push off the whole court case? Amalei, MK nimtze ma'ayin as dino. If you're gonna tell me that you only are ma'ayin in the din, but you don't actually punish him in Cholamoid, what, you're gonna make this guy walk around for 3 days knowing he's chayiv misa? That's ino yadin. That's an issa d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do that. Can't cause pain to the guy. Ella, no. What it means is this. Asu mitzafer amedine. In the morning, they would have the court case. Va'ayli va'achle v'shasta kula yoma. And while they're donning it all the time, they would eat and drink all day long chalamoid. So they wouldn't be nimna from simcha yoseh. V'hadar asu b'shkia sachama v'garmina l'dina v'katlele. They would have the gemar din an hour before the end of the day, and they would kill him right away. So therefore, Abaye is not so therefore, the Gemara rejects this answer of Liyuna Bidine, and Abaye is not makabel he didn't like Rav Yosef's hachra that the Brisa just meant that they would actually paskin, and he held that no, that maybe they would only be mind the dinner, they would push it off, and we can't prove from the fact that a menuda is knowing Niduyi B'moed. We can't prove from this that a menuda is knowing Niduyi B'moed. So Rav Yosef said that we would have a proof, but Abaye clearly was not happy with the proof, so he continues. Amar Abaye, Toshma, let's come in here to be poshet the suffix. Again, the question was, does a menuda observe his Niduyi on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Yosef thought we have a good raya, that he should, from the fact that we paskin cases on Chol HaMoed. So that means we do observe Niduyi and Chol HaMoed. But Abaye apparently was not satisfied with this. Amar Abaye, Toshma, Umenuda Shitiru Lo Chachamim, that on Yontif, they were matir his Niduyi. That's what it means. It says, no. Amar Rava, Mikatani Shehitiru Hu Chachamim. It doesn't mean that all Niduyis are permitted. Shehitiru Lo Chachamim Katani. No. Maybe this guy, his nidui, was up on Yontif because he made peace. He went and listened to the rabbis. The Azul Paisil Baldini, Vasakai made the rabbin of Isharale. No, he went and he accepted the judgment, then he made peace, and he accepted the rabbi's judgment. So you have no raya from there. No raya. So now we go on to Mitzora. Says the Gemara, Mitzora, Mau She Yanhig Tzarato Beregel. Does he have to observe the dinim of Tzaras? He has to be chutz l'machana, right? So is he allowed to come into the machana and shave if it comes up on Chol HaMoed? Amar Abaye, Toshma, come in here, proof from the Mishnah. Who are the people in Megalach HaMoed, HaNazir v'HaMetzora, mitumaso l'taraso, habimei tumaso noig. So during the times of his tuma, even though it's Yontif, he still has to observe his being outside the machana. And he's not allowed to shave. He's not allowed to shave l'kavod yantif. Says, well, no. It's not necessarily a proof. Lomi boy kama. Lomi boy be made tumaso dulo nahig. Maybe, for sure, during his tzaras, he doesn't observe his tzaras. He's allowed to shave, and he's allowed to come inside the machana. Aval l'taraso. But when he's becoming tar, nigzar shema yashe karbonosav. Maybe we're afraid, maybe he'll be mashe his karbonos till afterwards. So there's a chshash that he's going to push it off. And we know that you're not allowed to bring karbanos yachid on yontif. So maybe we should make a gzera and say he should be usher to shave on Chol HaMoed. Kamash malon, even that guy's allowed to shave. So there's no raya. Amar Rava, Toshma, v'hatzaru asher bo negev begadav yufrumim, v'rosha yeparua, he's not allowed to shave. L'rabos koin gadol. All year long, Kohen Gadol has to shave every single day. This non-Kohen Gadol makriv onein ve'eino ochel. Shmamina, noeg tzarato beregel shmamina. Again, what happened over here? So we say vatsarua sherbo anega. The word vatsarua is extra because the pasuk before said ish tzaruhu tamehu. So it should have said ubegadav, the same guy that tzarua. So what's the extra word tzarua? The rabbis kan gadol that even a kan gadol who has tzaras, he has to observe all the laws of tzaras, even a kohen gadol. V'ha-kohen gadol, the Gemara says like this, v'ha-kohen gadol, d'chol ha-shana, kiregel l'kulei amadami. We know that a kohen gadol is considered all year long is like a yantif. Like, for how do we know that all year long kohen gadol is like a yantif? Because he has no aninas. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kohen gadol, makriv onein, right? A kohen gadol, it's like he's yantif, even if he's an onin, even if he's one of his seven relatives died, he still observes. It's like it's yantif for him. Ve'eno ochel, he's not allowed to eat from the karbanos, even though he's an onin. Everybody else, all the rest of the days of the years, they could also send, even when they're an onin, they can send karbanos for somebody else. But on yantif, their aninus doesn't apply. They're allowed to send the karbanos. So kohen gadol b'chol yimos hashana is equal to klal Yisrael b'regel. Since the brice includes dini mitzora for a kohen gadol, he has to observe tzaras. Shema mina, we can prove from here, noeg tzarato b'regel, that every mitzora, just like a kohen gadol observes his tzaras when he's all year long, when he's like yontif for everybody else, so too, a tzarua, a mitzora, observes his tzaras on a yontif. Shmamina, so we see from here that he has to still observe the laws of tzaras even on Cholam on Yantif. We have one more minute. Let's do one more line. Avel aser b'tisporas, says the Gemara. How do we know that an avel is aser to shave? Mitakamalu rachmana lebnei Aaron. After Nadav and Avihu died, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the bnei Aaron, Roshechem al tifro, don't let your hair grow long. You guys should shave. Michlal de kulei alma aser. Everybody else is not allowed to shave. One more line. Menudinu mitzora in mahin b'tisporas. What about a guy who's a mitzora or he's in nidoy? Is he allowed to shave? Says Gemara Tashma. Menudin mitzora in asurim l'sapur l'chabes. Menudin shemes. And the Gemara says, a guy who dies while he's in cherem, bezdin soklin asarono. Bezdin would put a big rock on his aron. Rabbi Yudomer, lo shi'emid lov galavan k'gala shel achan. Ela bezin shulchan amichin evin gadol alarono, one big rack lamencha shekala misnad the mace minidu bezin shulchan asarono. So anyone who dies while he's in nidui bezin puts a big rack on his arm. We'll stop here. I want you to have a wonderful day. Rebbe,
when will you be back in the shir for live?
So tomorrow morning we're still one more morning in Beaver Creek. Bez Hashem, Friday morning 7:05. I'll give the shir live. Friday morning 7:05. Dr. Joe, looking forward to seeing you there.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Today we're going to ski with my daughter. Thank you. Techana Chanach, have a great day.
Talia skied with Rina. She said she was good.
That's music to my ears.
You're going to ski with her today, right?
I'm going to ski with her. I'm not going to be able to keep up with her, but I'll... I told her, she only takes me on greens and blues. Only take me on greens and blues. That's I don't go on blacks.
She's definitely
skied,
okay.
Great, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, like she's naturally pretty athletic, Rena. She's pretty athletic. Yeah. She's pretty athletic.
I'm discovering your niece.